Uvla Lodach, everyone. We'll call this meeting of the House Resources Committee to order. Let the record reflect that the time is now 1:01 p.m., Monday, March 22nd, 2021. We have a quorum with Representative Kronk, Vice Chair Hopkins, Representative Shragi, Representative Gillum, Representative Hannon, Representative Rauscher, and myself, Representative Putkadup. In the audience, we've got the Honorable Representative Andy Story with her staffer, Greg Smith, to speak on regards of HB 115. I'd like to say thank you to our recording secretary, Robin, on the line, and our LIO moderator, Alex, over here. I believe Representative Fields will be joining us momentarily, along with Representative McKay, and I do believe Representative Rauscher is going to have to leave partway through the meeting, so expect that and don't read into it too much. He's happy, and he'll be leaving on a happy note, hopefully. So just want to remind everyone, if you can silence your cell phone, put it up on a notepad so it doesn't vibrate across everyone through the table. And with that, we've got House Bill 115 on the docket today, along with House Bill 81, which I believe we're both we're planning to move both out of committee today. So just wanted to clarify that the amendment deadline for HB 115 was yesterday. We did get some discussion on a potential amendment, but it was decided that the person wouldn't put the amendment forward, and outside of that, we didn't receive any other amendments. And I guess just to wrap the discussion on 115, did committee members have any questions? And Representative Story or Greg, if you guys wanted to say anything in wrapping up, you're more than welcome to. Seeing or hearing none, what's the will of the committee, Mr. Vice Chair?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 115, Work Order 32-LS0299 /W from committee, with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Thank you, Representative Hopkins. Hearing or seeing no objection, HB 115 will move out of committee. We'll take a brief at ease to make sure we get the committee report signed. Thank you, committee members, for your hard work on HB 115 and all the work it took to sign it. Moving on, we'll go to HB 81, dealing with NPSLs. And last meeting, I'm sure you guys are remembering that we had some amendments, and we've got a committee substitute back from Ledge Legal that incorporates the amendments that we made last week. With that, on the committee substitute, what's the will of the committee? Yes.
Mr. Chair, I move that House Resource Committee substitute for HB 81 version I be adopted as our working document.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Seeing or hearing no objections, version one is now before the committee. I would like to ask our committee aide, Grace, for the Resources Committee to provide a brief description of the changes in the committee substitute version one. Grace, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Grace Irvin, staff to the House Resources Committee. I just wanted to provide a quick overview of the CS that's before you, which incorporates, as the chairman said, some changes based on the amendments that were adopted by the committee last week. As a reminder, the first committee substitute we adopted conformed the bill from Department of Law and DNR drafting to legislative legal drafting style. The CS before you in version I includes clarifications on page 2, line 16 through 19. It clarifies some of the language in subsection D regarding the circumstances in which capital expenditures are needed to extend the economic life of an oil or gas field or pool. And then additionally, it specifies that subsection D only applies to net profit share lease modifications. You'll find two different sections in which that conforming change is reflected on page 2, line 31, and then on page 4, line 18. Additionally, on page 3, lines 11 through 18, it adds further clarification to the modifications in which capital expenditures are needed, ensuring that lessees are actually making those capital expenditures that they say are needed in order to have the modification. And that should run through version I.
Thank you, Grace. Are there any comments or, closing discussion points from committee members on HB 81 and the amendments? Seeing or hearing none, I know we've got Mr. Ryan Fitzpatrick online, who's a commercial analyst for the DNR. Mr. Fitzpatrick, would you like to make a closing comment on HB 81 with the committee substitute?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ryan Fitzpatrick, DNR for the record. I just reiterate the comments that Mr. Mesa and I made at the close of last Friday's session. Thank you very much to all the committee members for your consideration, feedback, and work on this bill. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fitzpatrick. Any other comments before we move the bill out? Seeing or hearing none, what's the will of the committee on HB 81?
Mr. Chair, I move House Resources Committee substitute for HB 81, Work Order 32-GH1706-I from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Any objection from committee members? Seeing or hearing none, HB 81 has moved from the committee. With that, Wednesday we'll be holding our first hearing on Senate Bill 22, and that's an act repealing the termination date for the intensive management hunting license surcharge, I believe sponsored by Senator Rivak. And then Friday we'll be picking up HB 10, which is the Funter Bay Marine Park, and then a continued discussion on SB 22. With that, towards the end of the week, you should see next week's calendar published, and I think we might not have a Monday meeting, but we should have a Wednesday and Friday, so expect that as we get that calendar published. And with that, meeting's adjourned at 1:11 p.m.